Sometimes, when Jillian sits on the grass and closes her eyes, she could swear Jimmy is beside her. She can almost sense him reaching for her, the way he used to when he was drunk and mad and wanted to hit her or fuck her. She never quite knew which it would be until the very last moment. But as soon as he'd start to twist that silver ring on his finger, she knew she'd better watch out. When he feels too substantial out in the yard, and Jillian begins thinking about the way things used to be, really, Jimmy's presence doesn't feel friendly anymore. When that happens, Jillian runs inside and locks the back door and looks at the lilacs from behind the safety of the glass. He used to scare her pretty good. He used to make her do things she wouldn't even say aloud. Truthfully, she's glad that she's been sharing a room with her niece. She's scared to sleep alone, so she's happy to make the trade-off of not having much privacy. This morning, for example, when Jillian opens her eyes, Kylie is already sitting on the edge of the bed, staring at her. It's only 7 o'clock, and Jillian doesn't have to report to work until lunchtime. She groans and pulls the quilt over her head. "I'm 13," Kylie says with surprise, as though she herself were mystified that this has happened to her. It's the one thing she's wanted her whole life long, and now she's actually got it. Jillian immediately sits up in bed and hugs her niece. She remembers exactly what a surprise it was to grow up, how disturbing and thrilling it was, how all of a sudden. "I feel different," Kylie whispers. "Of course you do," Jillian says. "You are." Her niece has been confiding in her more and more, maybe because they share a room and can whisper to each other late at night after the lights are out. Jillian is touched by the way Kylie studies her, as though she were a textbook on how to be a woman. She can't remember anybody ever looking up to her before, and the experience is intoxicating and puzzling at the same time. "Happy birthday," Jillian announces. "It'll be the best one yet."